Phone lines are packed, man. I think a lot of people have a lot to say. Let's go to Vic in Accokeek. What up, Vic?
What's up, brothers?
What's up, man?
All right, so let's holler at y'all too. I don't usually get to talk to y'all during this time. I'm off work today.
Appreciate it.
All right, so dialectic. Two things that are obviously that can be true. We are not that talented in our secondary, and that's just the bottom line. The other thing is, we are still a good football team, and we are ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned, as what the expectations of people thought we would be around the NFL and around our commander community. Another thing that is true, I'm questioning Joe Witt's ability to teach basic football fundamentals. One of the callers before me had just said, if you teach DBs and linebackers drop it into coverage, you can't cover grass. And what I was baffled by is why we stayed in man and why we blitzed so much. Not blitzed at all, but blitzed so much. And the fact that Tony Romo was saying they're getting crossers every time, and this is how Lamar Jackson is eating them up the most. And if they would give the appearance or the window be tightened by another person, I'm going to say person to simplify for listeners, in the zone when either the corners has them in man crossing or the linebacker drops when it crosses his face, if the backer or the strong safety to the flat side opposite of the field would sync with eyes, one eye to the quarterback and one eye to where he's crossing his face, that window gets a little tighter just that fast for Lamar Jackson. It happened on the first series when he threw into that tight window. And when you're in the right position, when you're in the right technique, big plays take – that's when big plays happen. We've left our not-as-talented defensive backs on islands all day. What I just said is what is taught to high school football players, Pop Warner football players, college football players to an extent, all the time. So what I'm trying to understand, you know we're not that talented, Joe. You know that we have to hide our lack of talent in the defensive backfield, much like the 49ers did in 2001 and 2002 when Lance Soldiers was their best safety, but their defensive secondary was terrible. Why? Either what you're telling me is we are so less talented that our guys are not understanding what the concept is, or you're not teaching it. That's what I have a problem with.
Vic, I got to kind of keep it moving, brother. I appreciate it,
okay,
man.
No problem.
It's a good call.
No problem.
Thanks, dude.
No problem.
Definitely some frustrations coming out of that second.
But I'll say this. I sat there with
I like Witt.
I sat there with Tanner yesterday, and a lot of stuff, we talk a lot of football. There are a lot of things happening. I know what they're doing is not being taught. Like, the crossers are doing, you got to pass off and do different things like that. But no, when you sit there and you let the guy come off and then use the sit, a lot of times you got to crowd him so you don't get caught with the crossing routes. Because what happened yesterday, I think, a pass on the cornerback kind of settled. The other guy came in from inside and he had to bow over the top. You're dolls. But a lot of
they lost a lot of leverage positions.
These things are being taught. It's just that they're not carrying it over. That's the problem.
I also, like, we came into the season thinking that Washington was going to have secondary struggles. So when they have secondary struggles against possibly the best team in the league, although Detroit, Niners, I mean, there's some good teams. Minnesota, I suppose.
Yeah.
When they have those secondary struggles, don't act like it's a shocker. I get his point about, I mean, the Mark Andrews touchdown was appallingly bad coverage. And they didn't have any of the disturbing deep shots, two corners running into each other type of plays. But the Ravens got chunks throughout that ballgame.
That's true.
They got a lot of 15, 18, 17 yards. Dude, you want to talk efficiency, Lamar.
20 of 26?
Yeah, but 20 completions for 323 yards. So that'll tell you there were some chunks.
Yeah.
Kai is in Northwest. What up, Kai?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show.
Appreciate Thanks, buddy.
I'm just listening. I wanted to talk about B-Rob, but just listening to the last caller, everybody is going on our secondary. You know, it was going to be, like you said, a suspect unit to a degree. But I just want to bring up Derrick Henry, man, a very impactful back that you got to account for. So our secondary was going to they was going to be pressured. They was going to have to eat that pressure because we was going to have to stack the box. And I wanted to say that, you know, I think we really missed B-Rob. I was disappointed going in the game not to have him.
Yeah.
It changed our game a lot. You know, I wanted to address it because I got a lot of partners saying, well, you know, Austin Ekeler better and stuff, this and this, that. He done made some tremendous plays. But I just believe B-Rob, you know, he the one that softened it up. I haven't seen him soften up so many defenses.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. It's a good call.
I agree with you on that,
brother. To me, what lost the game yesterday, Washington couldn't run and couldn't stop the run. Yep. And those are the things
you need to be able to do to win football games.
Analytics bros want to tell me I'm oversimplifying it. But if you watched yesterday, it was pretty damn apparent who was winning in the trenches.
The physicality of the game is presented in the run game. And when you can't be physical, either way, that's a problem.
Let's go to Vinny in Philly. Vinny, what up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? So I want to start off by just saying that my 100% blame pie goes to the staff from last year. And having 4 years' worth of first-round picks is not even playing for the team anymore. You know, two of them are inactive and two not on the team. 100% goes to them. And I give all the credit in the world to the Peters and Quinn and Jaden for even making it competitive this year because, you know, there's not a single star on that defense other than maybe Luvu. Even your big guys up front, they're not really getting the job done. So hard to win like that, and these guys are making it competitive. And the fact that us as fans are expecting more, I think that just goes all to give all the credit in the world to those guys, you know, the Quinn and Peters and Jaden Daniels. Because without them, I don't think we even have a shot this year. And it's going to be more of what we saw in the last couple of years. So I think it's a good thing that we're expecting more because that means we're going in the right direction as fans. Because if not, you know, we're just going to be struggling and just doing the same thing over and over again. And I think it's going to take time. Like you said, you can't fix everything in one off season. And so, you know, hopefully in the next off season and next year, we can shore up that secondary and maybe let me get traded in the deadline. That'll help. But at this current point in time, I think if we versus a team that has a really good wide receiver or a really good offense, it's going to be hard to keep up.
Hey, Vinny, let me ask you a question, dude. You live in Philly?
Yep.
And you're a Skins Commanders fan?
Yeah, I was born and raised in D.C. I moved up here when my dad got, you know, a couple of businesses. But
how are you?
Yeah, I'm a diehard.
How's that go? Diehard DC, like, do you wear the gear and catch heat all the time or what?
Absolutely. I bleed burgundy and gold. I will. And this year, I've been the most obnoxious fan ever because it's taken. You know, I'm 30 years old, so I haven't seen a good team in a long time. So you know, all my friends, they definitely hate me right now because. I am in their face nonstop because when we have a good team, I'm like, hey, I don't know how long this is going to last. Let me just get it all out now. I am the most obnoxious fan to them. Whether it burns down tomorrow, it is what it is.
How are they doing? You
have a tag team partner here with Jeff Walker.
How are the Eagles fans holding up with the disaster that is Nick Sirianni?
They are not happy right now. I will tell you, my friends, we have a group message with all my friends that are fantasy, you know, together, and they are not happy with the way the team's looking. Yesterday what Sirianni did was super embarrassing, and the radio stations here are going crazy. I see it all on Twitter and everything, but they're going nuts, and they're not happy, especially with the press. I don't know if you saw the press conference after.
Yeah,
we brought his kids up there and everything. Bad look. And he was yelling at the fans. Yeah, it's getting ugly up here.
Who's coming on? Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Ike's coming on tomorrow.
But I'm telling you what he did. After he did that to the fan, he felt bringing his kids was going to soften everything for him. He yelled at the wrong fans. He about to feel the wrath. Believe me.
Man, that thing.
That was a mistake, homie.
I've been calling my shot. That dude ain't it, and it's going to implode. Vinny, though, did bring something interesting there. They did lose, and we got to do a blame pie for the loss.
Mm-hmm.
I could start if you'd like. I think I guess I should break. Thank you, Landfill. Blame pies when we return. Stay on the phones. Everybody's going to get their chance. Phones are open till 1 o'clock.